I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Lori Schoen, the art director of Unruly Arts.
Well, Unruly Arts, we're a little nonprofit art studio over at the Toledo Botanical Gardens. We're for artists with disabilities. We are a little family here with approximately 17 artists that are working, but we are reaching out to open that up to more communities as far as underserved populations for the arts.
Lori helped bring Unruly Arts to the Toledo Botanical Gardens back in 2017. With more than 1,000 volunteer hours invested, the space has become what it is today, a studio where artists with disabilities can create their own artwork while learning from each other.
One of the most remarkable things is it's created a dialogue and a bridge. You know, people no longer see our artists as being different than them. It's kind of opened a communication where people have something in common to talk about. So any kind of uncomfortableness that, you know, you might have talking to somebody in a wheelchair, say, for example, that's sort of gone. It's like, oh, tell me about your art. And they can see there's more similarities than differences. And they can appreciate the talent and the creativity that goes into the work. So having this space has actually just been a great avenue for education, you know, to let people know that nobody's that different than them. And, you know, like I said, there's more similarities than differences, and talent knows no boundaries or limitations.
Lori grew up in the art world, previously an art director and an art instructor. She's always felt connected to the art of teaching, being able to watch students learn and grow, evolve with each new painting or piece of pottery or glass sculpture.
My greatest joy is just, you know, being with people and seeing growth, you know, seeing confidence build just as a teacher sees in their students. It's the same with my artists, you know, just watching someone go from being very quiet and shy to standing up and saying, hey, look what I did, or look what I made, and having the pride of what they've created. That for me is the best thing. It's the relationships I have with the artists and their families, and then being able to talk about it and sell their work to the community as a whole. And then the other really cool thing is so many of our artists are known, and, you know, we have people following certain artists, like, oh, you know, when's Craig going to make a new piece, or, you know, oh, I've collected many of his pieces in the past, or I have one of Jenny's paintings, or, you know, so it's created some opportunities for recognition. I think that's one of the things that Unruly has been able to provide to so many of our artists.
As Lori mentioned earlier, Unruly has about 17 participants in its program. With the ongoing pandemic, operations have slowed down. But now, as we're entering into what hopefully is a new season, a season of life after COVID, Lori is looking to expand the horizons of Unruly Arts.
We're really trying right now to reach out to more communities, some other underserved communities. We're focusing right now on teenagers, you know, emerging youth, you know, maybe kids with some mental health issues, you know, autism, maybe, you know, that may not have that voice in their school, because our artists right now are all usually out of high school and range anywhere from the age of 20 up to 60. So as we move forward, we're looking to focus more on a younger group, and maybe lay some foundation work so where they can see themselves becoming artists, or at least expressing their views and their art with others at an earlier age, and maybe building up that confidence that they may have during a pretty tough time, I think, in a lot of kids' life is teenage years, and then to have real struggles with maybe some issues that make it more difficult to be understood. Maybe through art they can have that voice.
The path to creating Unruly Arts was not a straight one. Lori mentioned, in the early days, how it felt like they were making things up as they went along. But now, looking back, it seems Lori was meant to do this work from the beginning.
Well, you know what? It's a funny road, not a set road. Kind of everything led here, not even knowing that this was the road that I was taking. You know, as soon as I met my first artist who walked into the studio when we set it up, I was totally hooked. I mean, honestly, it was really when I was approached to be an art director or help start an art program, I really had no intention of being the one in charge. It was really just, I'll help you get it going and then I'm gone. But man, once I met, you know, one or two of these artists, just incredibly gifted and kind and grateful just to actually be seen and heard. So it was fun, and it's still fun to this day. I am so blessed to have the opportunity to share my life with some really amazing people.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.